The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
Can someone produce us with a fountain there by Fountain Circle? Because apparently it's missing.
Anita says maybe they turned it off due to water restrictions.
Maybe. Maybe. We did get this in from Ryan, who's also hazarding a guess.
Good day. With regards to Fountain Circle, it's called that because there's an underground fountain there that actually supplies Pretoria with millions of litres every month. That's why it's called Fountains Circle.
You see, that makes complete sense to me. My aquando, I remember a fountain itself, a physical fountain in that traffic circle.
Underground fountain?
Yeah, like a water source.
Okay, okay. Anyone else willing to hazard a guess about why? Where did the fountain go that Rob remembers
like
very clearly?
I remember it being a real thing. I can't remember when it went away.
Yeah, yeah. Louise's voice note. She says the following.
Daar was beslis 'n fontein gewees. Ek onthou nog histories wat my ma vertel het toe hulle studente was. Wat laas 'n groep daartoe gegaan het, bubbelwater van die fonteine gegooi het en as die polisie aangekom het, dan hardloop hulle na die naaste kar en vry die persoon wat oorkant hulle sit.
Okay, that sounds like a plan. Sounds like a plan as well.
An OG phone party.
Dit gee ook vir my 'n bietjie die idee, dit is hoekom die fontein nie meer daar is nie. Because people were out here having bubble baths in the middle of Pretoria.
Jolling. No, I remember it being, I drove past it this morning and I was like, waar is die flippin' fontein nou? I'm not imagining it. It's the real thing.
I don't think you are.
Do we know when it went away is my question.
Yes. Tell us. 0848500942. Waar is die fontein? Rob came in today fighting because he wants to know why it's called the Fountain Circle. There's no fountain there.
It's the Mandela effect, Moss.
Yes.
You know when you can't remember if something happened or not. Priscilla, ek weet nie waar op jou foon het jy gaan krap nie. Priscilla sent us a beautiful photograph of Fountain Circle with the fountain in full flow. So it was a real thing.
It was a real thing. You did not imagine it. Then George actually gives the whole explanation. The fountains were there until plus minus 2009 when they were removed for the Soccer World Cup and they put up stone cages. Each cage represented one of the 9 provinces. It was a big attraction when you drove into Pretoria. Students used to bath in them for a day. Sounds like something you would do.
It honestly does.
Yeah,
we probably did at some points.
Yeah, and lots of messages coming through. Llewellyn, also the same as you. I also remember a fountain. I don't know if it's there or not. I don't know. If it's there or not anymore, I'll have to take a closer look when I pass again.
Maurice also says it was the Soccer World Cup. My brain does work.
Yes.
Slowly, but it works. Because it's just, you know, I was driving through and I was like, it's funny that we're going through Fountain Circle. And we mention it on the traffic, you know, every single week.
Yeah.
I mean, it reminds me, you know, places or streets or whatever that are just badly named.
Yes.
Like, I'm pretty sure a friend of mine lived in a complex somewhere. And it was called, I don't know, Ocean View or Ocean Vista of so iets. Maar het was in Swartkops geweest. Ek sweer het was daar iewers. And you're just like, ocean vir wie? Waar?
Ek verstaan dit heeltemal.
You know what I mean?
Dit is soos elke tweede complex in Four Ways het iets met Tuscany te doen. Maar waar is ons
Tuscany,
nou?
Ja, vir wie en vir wat?
We are here in Four Ways. Tuscany is nowhere to be found.
Ja, my apartment building is called Rainforest. Meanwhile, it's July in the Highveld and it's droog. You know what I mean? I love badly named things.
Absolutely. And now you at least know die Fontaine Circle is nie een van daai badly named things nie.
Want daar
was 'n fontein en daar is steeds the most interesting thing that has come out of this whole conversation is the fact that there is still an underground fountain which supplies water.
Yeah, exactly. So, if anyone's in the mood, cool, I get that we've got cages full of rocks. It's very cute and all. Sit die fontein terug asseblief.